You are listening to All About Us, Season 1, Episode 1. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Katie.
And this is Delaney.
And today we're going to be talking about our favorite website, Mochi Monsters.
Hey, this is Sarah, Kylie, and I, Tiffany. And this is our podcast. What we are going to do is a debate if school should still exist or not. Enjoy!
Hi, today Bezad and I, Ritesh, will be talking about the great things about video games and, of course, Club Penguin. Hope you enjoy!
Hi, this is
Crystal,
Catherine,
and Melissa.
And we're going to be debating about movies.
Enjoy!
Today, Jordan,
Ricky,
Vivek,
and Asad
will debate how video games are good and bad.
Go.
Hello, we are
Hamiza,
Jasmine,
and Megan.
Today we're going to talk about why homework shouldn't be sent home.
Hi, Prescient,
Amela,
Mohammed. Today we are going to discuss in chat about why Mochi Monsters is a really bad game and website. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, and welcome to the Liam and Liam Show.
My name's Liam.
And my name's Liam.
In this episode, we'll be telling you why movies are great.
We hope you enjoy the show.
Sit back and enjoy.
Grab your popcorn and candy or whatever.
See ya, Monsters.
Mochi Monsters is a site where you can adopt your very own monster.
There are 6 different monsters, which are
Furry, Poppet, Divilo, Lovely, Katsuma, and Zama.
Furry is a furry creature that looks like an abominable snowman.
Divilo is a flying volcano monster.
Lovely is a flying cherry.
Katsuma is a rabbit.
Poppet is a monster that looks like a teddy bear.
Zama is a zombie that drools.
After you adopt your monster, you keep it happy in its new home.
To keep your monster happy in its new home, go visit the stores in Monstro City.
You can buy a lot of decorations and food for your monster.
There is also a Mochling garden where you can grow and plant seeds to attract Mochlings for your monster.
All of these creatures are really creative.
There are 40 different Mochlings that you can collect if you are a member.
If you are a member, you can get rare items, send gifts, and visit the underground disco.
There are 13 gifts that you can choose from. There are also birthday gifts and all different holiday-related gifts.
To earn rocks, play the daily challenge in the Puzzle Palace.
Also, Captain Buck comes to the port and delivers rare items.
There is also a pinboard and a friends tree.
But you can only send messages to friends that are on your friends tree.
We hope you learned a little bit more about our fave website.
Thanks for listening!
Hello,
our names are
Sarah,
Kylie,
and Tiffany.
What we are going to be doing today
is a debate over
if school should still exist or be banned.
Well, if there is no such thing as school, kids would be bored to death because when you are at school, you would do fun and exciting things.
Well, kids could do sports or music lessons.
Yeah, but not all families can afford to do sports or music lessons. Well, anyways, if there was no such thing as school, we cannot get jobs, and then how would we get money?
We could trade things.
Not all trades would be fair. People might start to steal things because of this.
Plus, school makes our lives more interesting anyways.
Well, I guess school's not so bad after all.
Thanks for listening!
Hi, this is
Bezad!
And Ritesh!
From Mr. Wood's class!
Hey Ritesh, what's your favorite video game?
My favorite is Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games.
What's yours?
My favorite is Little Big Planet.
We would like you to comment on your favorite video game because we like video games.
We are also going to talk about our favorite website, plus it's a video game.
Club Penguin!
On Club Penguin you can do pretty much anything, but for some things you need a membership which you have to pay $5 a month for.
You can play games like Aqua Grabber or Card Jutsu.
You can also have a party at your favorite place like the town or the coffee shop.
But some places are hidden.
One of the most fun things to do is adopt a puppy from the pet shop.
Hey,
With membership can have 16 Puffles. Non-members can have only two. They come in
8 different colors: black, red, green, blue, yellow, purple, white, and pink. Non-members can only have red and blue, though.
There are famous people like Rock Hopper and Gary, which you can get items from.
That's all you need to know about Club Penguin. This is Radish
and Bezod signing off.
Literally.
This is debating from Melissa,
Crystal,
and Catherine.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, guys. I'm going to watch a movie tonight. What movie should I watch? Alvin and the Chipmunks: The Squeakquel or Avatar in IMAX 3D? Do you know what time it is?
Debate time.
I heard the movie Avatar has 5 stars and is wicked in 3D.
Alvin and the Chipmunks has 3 stars, but it's a hilarious movie. You should watch that movie instead. Interesting. Very interesting. They both seem very good. I'll think about it.
The next day.
Hey guys, guess which movie I watched last night?
Avatar.
Alvin and the Chipmunks. No, The Blind Side.
What?
They both seem very good, but I didn't want to watch one movie and not the other, so I decided to watch The Blind Side.
Oh.
It's based on a true story and has 4.5 stars. It's about a boy named Mike and has a family that doesn't take care of him. He also goes to this new school and meets a little boy and becomes part of his family.
Wow, that sounds like a good movie.
Yeah, let's watch it sometime, Catherine.
Sure.
Bye, everyone.
I know! They're like so awesome!
No, they're bad for kids, dude. Didn't you know that?
Their video games are so unhealthy. Go read a book or go get some exercise.
Dude, they improve your eyesight and reflexes.
They're so much fun. What do you guys do in your free time?
We actually go out, get some fresh air.
Reading is so boring.
What does it even teach you?
It teaches you a lot of things. Well, and video games affect friendships in school, and that's a bad thing.
Video games are so unhealthy. They're the main reason kids are obese.
When we're bored from doing homework, we play video games.
You guys do read books while we play video games.
Fine, but don't come crying to us when you lose all your friends, man.
And become obese.
And that was the end of our podcast.
Toodles!
Testing 1, 2, 3.
I'm Lisa, and I think homework is useless.
And we are Megan and Jasmine. Homework shouldn't be sent home because...
we learn all day at school, so home should be a place to rest. If teachers want to tell parents what we're doing at school, just write a note in our agenda so the parents can sign it.
Homework also kills trees, because paper is made out of trees. But if teachers want to send homework so badly, then they can just post homework on a class blog.
Even if homework was sent home, parents would do most of the homework than the child. At schools, teachers can see if students are doing their work independently.
Homework can be very stressful and can make students drop out of school. Students also get very worried when they don't understand a question.
Kids who don't like school won't like it at all if you give them more homework. And kids who do like school won't like it very much after more and more work.
Some people have chores right when they come home, so they stay up late finishing up their homework, and that's not good for their health.
And these are the reasons why homework shouldn't be sent home. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Hi, our names are Muhammad,
Amela,
Prescian.
Today we are telling you why Mushy Monsters is a terrible game.
Why is Mushy Monsters a terrible game?
In Mushy Monsters, the monsters are nice.
The monster is supposed to be your pet, but your pet has a pet.
Monsters have houses, that's not possible.
Monsters don't play games and dance.
What, they play games?
Monsters don't wear hats and chains.
That's why Mushy Monsters is a terrible game.
Why movies are great. We're here to tell you why movies are great.
I think movies are awesome because when I go to the movie theater, they have awesome 3D movies.
Yeah,
Liam, you're right. Movies are great in 3D, but I also love the huge screens that they have.
I love the sound effects.
Why do you like the sound effects?
Because with their surround sound speakers, they sound amazing. Why do you like the movies at the theater?
I absolutely love the popcorn, the chocolate, the candy, and all the other awesome stuff. And I like watching movies at my house with my family.
Same.
Let's talk about our top three movies that we like.
My top three movies are Sherlock Holmes, Spider-Man the First, and Push.
My top three movies are Avatar, Oven, Chipmunks, and Push. My favorite movie out of these three is Avatar.
It must be a cool movie, but my favorite out of my three is Push. That's all the time we have, folks. We'll see you next time on the Liam and Liam Show.